how did you actually come in contact with film, film as art, and what was in a way the, let's say, decisive moments of, you know, making a choice, now I'm going to make films, not just like participating in watching them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always enjoyed telling stories, and I was a big cinema fan, but I knew quite early on, I think since the age of 16, I wanted to make films. I always just had imaginary films in my head, and I just, after some time, I thought, what am I doing? I'm just imagining these things, but I can actually do this.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think if you come from a small town, it's kind of hammered into you that you will never make films. It's what other people do. It's not for you. But I just rebelled against that. I thought, why shouldn't it be me? Why shouldn't it be someone from a small town without any connections in their family? But I think the big epiphany for me was to see David Lynch's Eraserhead. I was very young. I was 16. It was my first time going to London by myself. And I went to this very old, decadent cinema called the Scala. And it was just mind-blowing. It completely changed the way I thought about film, because it was, especially the sound, it was expressive sound. It wasn't just functional, not just putting the... It just conveyed a whole state of mind. And it was strange. It was annoying. It made me angry. But I enjoyed that this director was so stubborn. And I like directors who are manipulative and very uncompromising. I don't want to see a film which is manufactured.
You're talking about, I would say, unique individual styles, and also your debut film is innovative. You created your own attitude towards cinema, in my opinion. Concerning to this, I would like to ask you, what's actually your opinion on the status of independent cinema today, and also as a place of being able transgressing established social mechanisms and principles in relation to Katalin Varga?
Oh, it's really tough. My opinion changes every day depending on what I see around me. Katalin is a very, very different situation for us, because we were independent. Okay, some money came at the very end from the Romanian producers. That was after we edited the film. We just needed this money to make it into a film print and so on. But if you try to make a film from the very beginning, you are up against so much pressure. So much pressure to have something commercial, so much pressure to have someone famous in the film. And the whole... I mean, in a way, the industry has turned very radical because of technology. It's kind of energized so many people without money, without connections, to make their films. But now the problem is that there's so much material out there that nobody has time to view. So now the power has shifted to the distribution companies. They are the ones who are saying yes or no, not the studios, or not the state. And it's just very, very competitive in distribution. And okay, you have festival favorites, which are, some of them are very, very radical and avant-garde, but many of them don't get picked up. I mean, my feeling is not a good one, sadly. I feel quite depressed about it. That a lot of it is down to the audience. And this generation, it seems, less and less people want even a film with subtitles, even a film in black and white. And if you combine that with downloading, which, you know, I'm not going to take a moral viewpoint, but just purely in terms of practicalities, that the money doesn't come back for a film to justify that amount. I mean, with Katalin Varga, no money came back, essentially. And that was a very low-budget film. That film was €100,000. So you can imagine, if a film costs half a million, which is the average price for a European arty film,